everybody ready? You ready, Julie? All right. Calling the meeting to order. Will everyone please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Flags are right there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a quorum with two members present. Jeff is unable to make it. He is out of the country at the moment.
This is meeting two.
Meeting two?
Yeah. Missed meeting two.
Oh, he's missed two meetings. Okay, now I get what you're saying. I was thinking tonight we're having two meetings.
Not that he's going to miss the honey, but hey.
Okay. The agenda says approval of the minutes tabled until July.
We want to discuss that because, actually, you have to vote on that to table it. I know he writes that in here, but you really are supposed to vote on it. So if you want to add it to the agenda, we can vote on it. But I did bring some minutes, if anybody wants some, that says I didn't see them today, so I thought, you know, I'm just going to go back to my old job since nobody's here to tell me I can't. And there they are, if there's any left. So, we can do that. You know, you grew up in 4-H, you know it has to be voted on the table.
Julie, I'm trying to read, and I am not going to get into an argument right now.
You didn't see this before?
I have seen the agenda. Oh, okay. I have never seen these minutes. I am looking at these minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to approve those. I mean, I know you're not going to.
Then let's just, we're not going to argue. Then let's just move to
table
the minutes until July.
You want to approve them? Great. If you don't, fine. We'll just have an argument next month over them because they won't be complete like mine. And everybody can get them. So.
Okay.
So board reports. We ready for that? Or you want to do public speaking? Nobody signed up. So.
Okay. Then board reports. Overseer.
Where's that guy?
Right there.
Oh. Behind Linda.
New overseer. A lot more people here this month. As you can see, a lot more rock got old. A lot of fuel got burned. A lot of repairs got made. What I did run into, they've got the same big blades for the road grader. They're not working near as well as I hoped they would have. They're ended up scratching the rock, turning it into dust. We need to be looking into something different. I've got a set of regular blades at the shop. We're going to put those on for a month, and I'd like to add that we're going to, I'll be more informed on what the new blades I'm looking at will do. I'll have a little more data for you next month on what they'll actually be able to do. I'm hearing tremendous things out of them. One guy told me today that one township got 14,000 hours out of a set of blades, which I have a hard time believing that. But the way these roads are, the rock is just going to do nothing but chew the standard blades up. So I'll have more information next month.
What is the price?
Right around $2,500.
Okay.
Per blade or for the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
Okay.
Which so they're just...
8 ton.
They're just hardened.
They're just hardened. Richland's using them. The township I live in just started to use them. I'll have more, like I said, I'll have more data next month. But I'd like to put this on the agenda for next month.
So that you'll have them whenever you wear them when the ones out.
But I ran up on 130th the other day. Ended up being a sand road. The sand mix didn't work at all. Left too much sand residue on the road. Immediately washboarded back the next day.
And
another thing we talked about at the agenda meeting was the instrument panel on the John Deere tractor. It's out. And the water pump ended up going out also. Fortunately, Steve Jones was on the tractor when that happened. You put somebody else on there, they might not have caught it. Possible catastrophic failure. And that's on the agenda vote on tonight, isn't it?
Yep.
Why would we replace the U-joints, fix the air conditioning, fix the drive shaft? Any questions?
No, but I got something else for you. Email.
Okay. All right. Clerk's report.
Well, I got a little piece of paper here. We had quite a time doing the BREC contract. That was fun. We went to I went to the zoning meeting and reported back last meeting what I had seen. Katie and I both attended separately, as we're supposed to, the commission meeting where they voted on it, and we did end up getting it the way we should have gotten it to start with. So we have a contract tonight that Katie's going to talk about, too, since Jeff's not here. If anybody wants to look it over, you can look over my copy, but we need to sign one of them and get it to BREC. But basically, we weren't getting anything. Basically, they could just come in and do whatever they wanted. And all I heard from the attorney, of course, is that, hey, we're just going to build a solar farm. Well, that's not all they're going to build. Because right now, they're already starting construction, and it's not on a solar farm. It's on the Velocity Tower that they're going to have for the internet. So they're out there building that, and fortunately, Rick did get the culvert in for him today. So we probably need to build that pretty quick, not wait too long to build that.
Well, I'm going to need Rick to give me what it cost.
I thought it was a flat fee of $600.
Well, it's usually $750.
No, I think we've been.
I don't know where. If it's dropped to $650, that's fine. We don't want to make any money. No. We just want to cover our costs. So, yeah, that's great. We can just, in fact, we can just sign this with a little note at the bottom that says, "Please pay us our $650 for the culvert already." But at any rate, so we got everything we needed. We're going to have 4 to 6 foot trees planted, and it's going to be pretty much, not all, but pretty much all the way around. Not quite all, but pretty much. And they have to come and renegotiate with the township every time they have another build site. And right now they're planning on 2 buildings out there, plus a laydown yard. And you know what laydown yard means? That is, a laydown yard is not 10 customers coming to that facility, because they also want a West Side Butler office. I mean, from what they sent us, I was ready to just go in there and smack that attorney right in the head, because what they sent us was something totally different than what we all agreed to with the commissioners. The commissioners actually wrote these things into that contract. So another thing on there is that they have to renegotiate with us every time they build something new, because we don't want to overdo it. But by the time they get 2 buildings in there, a laydown yard with a lot of equipment coming in and out of there, big trucks, and we also didn't want to limit it to just 1/40th, because, hey, they have a whole lot of people in Sedgwick County. So they're going to go west. They're not going to go east every time. They're certainly not going to backtrack to Butler Road and then go down to Blacktop. I mean, you know they're not going to do that. So they do have to tell people to do that, and they're supposed to monitor. Well, so we'll see. So we got that, and then we pretty much got everything that we needed to do. Every time they do the contract or every time they have a new project, they pretty much have to come back, which is really a good thing. Otherwise we'd be in debt. We'd be paying the taxpayers would be paying all the bills. That's not what we want. So. I noticed I had a lot of calls this month. Where's the website records? So personally, I would like to see some kind of time limit. Now, Butler County, when they have a meeting, no matter what meeting it is, it's 24 hours. But I'd be willing, 48 would be nice. But waiting until 5 days before the next month's meeting to load the records on the website is not going to get it for me.
Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about what?
I'm talking about Jeff's website for the township.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
What?
Are we talking about the approved minutes or the ones from the previous?
They're just the recording even. People keep looking for it that can't attend, and it's not there, and it wasn't there, and it wasn't there. And
well, I just want to understand. I want to make sure.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, that's when it showed up.
But are they the approved meeting minutes? Or
it's
they,
the recording.
It's the recording.
Okay.
I don't care approved, about anything else.
Are they the approved meeting?
The recording isn't recording? Isn't the minutes.
Okay.
Jeff told me that last month. The recording is not the minutes.
I understand that. So what you're saying is that you're allowing that to be put out there without you guys approving, saying
no, no, we're not allowing anything. Jeff's doing it of his own accord.
Jeff is supposed to put the recording on the Pleasant Township website.
Because he won't let anybody else have access. So if he's going to do it all, he needs to do it right. Just like the minutes aren't here, but mine are. So, you know, if he's going to do these jobs, he needs to make sure they get done right, is all. But no, they weren't. They didn't show up till 4 days ago, I think. About 4 days, 3 days ago. On the website. And I got to do something to my phone. Maybe you can do something with
it. They weren't on there Friday, so it had to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, probably today. But anyway, so hopefully we can establish a timeline, you think? What do you think? 48 hours, maybe?
Let's add it to next month's agenda.
What do you think the timeline should be? Because 3 weeks is way too long.
Let's just add it to next month's agenda.
Okay, but do you have an opinion?
Just I will asking. Next month.
Not until you talk to Jim. Okay. Well, there's no, there's incomplete records from April, too, as far as I can see, anyway. The paperwork isn't there, all of it. And then, of course, the recordings were behind until recently. So anyway, that wraps it up for me. I have a lot of people that's calling every time that we have something go missing or we don't get our stuff loaded on the website, and I try to explain to them it's not really our website. It's really Jeff's because we have no access. I'm not really sure how Lee Media is getting away with that, but we'll have the county attorney address it. That's what I'm fishing for. So anyway, that's all I got.
Okay, my report. Most of the stuff that I've been working on is really in the agenda, so I'm going to go ahead and wait until we get to that. As Julie said, we did go to the Butler County Commissioners meeting about the solar farm, but I'll just wait until we get to that on the agenda, and then we can just discuss it all then. So starting with the financials, for the month of May, we had a beginning bank balance of $449,356.12. We had transactions. We had checks going out, checks coming in, leaving us with an ending bank balance of $403,936.54. One unclear transaction, leaving us with an actual balance of $403,932 even. You can see what everything was on the following pages. All right. Vouchers. It has been a crazy time with vouchers.
Jeff, change them again. I knew you did for the Lee Media.
I had the Lee Media change, and then I got, what else did I get in late? I got Fleet Pride that came in late.
It was Peter.
And then Peter. Yep, so those should be the only monetary changes that I added, and then I've got all the check numbers. On now
vouchers.
Yeah, you did. I know. I gave out a ton of paperwork. We got a lot of paperwork today.
It's not in this pile. Yeah, it is. Behind the budgets.
And I forgot to add Gail Futhy on. He needs his check.
Did you bring one?
I did.
Okay.
All right. I am going to move to approve the vouchers incurred in May 2018, including Gail's payroll check.
You didn't. Sorry, I just haven't gone through to see what that Lee Media is.
It's like 116, I think.
See, and the price is only supposed to be $80, and we haven't voted on any additions or changes or anything. And yet, we got this $116. What happened? Do you know?
For some reason, it took them more work this month, according to their bill.
Well,
the $85 we're supposed to get in.
I saw one of the bills that said something about they added a couple of things. One of them was some kind of an address function.
Okay.
You have it probably, don't you? I know it's supposed to be $88 or $89, and I don't see. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and approve the vouchers with the reservation of withdrawal of Lee Media, because I don't want to pay them anyway. So if you want to pay the rest of them, we're going to have to skip Lee Media.
Well, if we skip Lee Media, then we're going to end up with a late fee.
Okay, I'm okay with that, because Lee Media is doing all this extra stuff that I'm not voting on. So somebody is deciding to do that, and it's not me, it's not you, it's not in the meeting, we don't know what it is, so I'll approve the vouchers except for Lee Media.
I need that back.
I'll approve it except for Lee Media, and I'll sign them all except for Lee Media. How's that?
Sure.
Is that good?
All right, so motion has been made and seconded with the change of Lee Media will not be paid out. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
The checks. Yeah, we signed.
No opposed?
Here.
It's somewhere in there. All right.
Pass
vouchers approved minus Lee Media. Trustee's not here to give a trustee's report, so we'll just move on to board business. I don't know how many of you know, Steve Jones has been helping out the township probably for over a month now.
Yeah, not since I started. 5 weeks.
Okay.
For free,
for
sounds
free.
Like to me.
Yeah.
For free, right, Steve?
I think it's background.
Well, that's worth something.
Yeah.
So he's been volunteering, from what I understand, a significant amount of time. But we were thinking, you know, maybe we should actually hire him. So board item number one, consider hiring Steve Jones for part-time employment under 30 hours a week at $20 per hour.
I'll second, but I think one part-time with those qualifications is all we need. Therefore, I'd like to amend it to discontinue using Philip, even though he's been volunteer so far. We did vote him as part-time the same way, and we need to exchange him. Don't you agree?
No.
Philip knows what he's doing.
If Philip wants to volunteer his time, why would we prevent him from volunteering?
Oh, because that's not what we did. We actually hired him at a rate. So he's volunteered this time, but maybe not in the future. So that's what I'm trying to clarify. Maybe the last time he worked with us, he was volunteer, but we did hire him in a meeting officially, part-time. Well, you guys did.
And he turned down the getting paid.
Right.
All right.
Are we going to hire anyone?
So the motion is to just consider hiring Steve Jones for part-time employment under 30 hours a week at $20 an hour.
Can you write in your notes that we need to put in the agenda to discontinue with Philip if we're going to keep Steve? And I'll go ahead and vote for Steve. So I'll second that.
So you want an item number 7?
No, you can do it. We can do it next time.
Okay. So next month.
Yeah, sure. As long as we, you know, don't get too many. Don't want to get surprised.
Got it in my notes.
Thank you.
It has been made and seconded to hire Steve Jones. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Pass 2-0.
Gail, might want to come grab that for me.
Do you want me to sign it, though?
Oh, yeah. That might be helpful.
So he can use it.
Might want to sign these, too.
Before I mail them? Yeah.
Down in Richland today. And looky here. They don't have two signatures. What they do is they both sign one line. Is that not confusing? That would be confusing to me.
All right.
Next.
So, number two. So, when we ended the year in 2017, we had money left over. Part of it was already in our 2018 budget. The rest of it was not. So we could not spend it in 2018 unless we did a budget amendment. So the proposed budget amendment basically rolls all that extra cash that we had from 2017 into our budget for 2018 such that we can spend it if we want. I was running behind on my printing, so I only made 10 copies. But are there any questions on any of that?
As long as that's the right bottom line.
That is.
Okay.
Tammy at the county clerk's office and okay. I sat and went through this together to make okay. sure it was all right.
Okay. That's probably good. I'd have to do that.
So.
So do I need to sign
all
any
right,
of this?
So
or just vote on it?
I move to accept the 2018 budget amendments for both the general and the road fund to maximize the township budget authority for 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one to oppose. Motion passed. All right, next item of business. Rick, do you want to discuss this shop toolbox since you're the one that's desperately wanting it? You explain why you want it.
They got this very inefficient toolbox, tool system.
But wait, you just said there was hardly any tools.
There are very few tools. There are.
We bring tools.
Do what?
We bring tools.
We bring tools. Steve brings a ton of tools. Steve, you don't understand what a huge asset Steve's been.
Oh, I do. I do.
There wasn't even a hammer out there.
Now, we start paying him 2 weeks from now, right? Next pay period?
So, there is a better way to do things. It's called a Montezuma box. It's all visible, very organized. I've had one personally for 20 years now. I've lost one tool in 20 years. To me, that's priceless.
All right, so the cost of the toolbox runs between $500 to $700.
And being how I was out there and saw what they're dealing with, I'm going to go ahead and put a motion to purchase that.
All right, I'll second.
Vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, motion passed. Go buy your toolbox.
No whining.
All right. As Rick already said, we have some issues with the John Deere tractor instrument panel, and we need to just go ahead and get it fixed. The reason we're going to go ahead and bring it in the meeting is the cost. It could be about $2,500 or more dollars. How much?
$2,500 to $3,000, I'd say.
So it's going to be up there. We're going to try to get it repaired at the better price, but, I mean, expensive is expensive. All right, so I move to repair the John Deere tractor instrument panel.
You want to add up to three, or you want to just leave it?
I'll just leave it.
Okay. I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye, sorry. I was on to the next one. I'm going, waiting on.
Okay. I was wondering if we were missed something.
No, I was waiting for the next one. Sorry.
All right. Motion passed. Let's figure out where we want to take it and get in there and get it fixed. All right, the fun one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, as Julie said, it's been fun. We didn't hear from Butler REC until after they got their approval from the county commissioners. And then some of what the county commissioners said they had to do, they didn't want to do. So in the first contract, they ignored that. So we immediately sent that back saying, not going to work. And so we've been going back and forth. There's been some disagreement as to, because one thing that was said is they weren't supposed to start construction out there without a contract with the township. And then we see construction. I call them out on it. They got upset, and they're splitting hairs saying, well, it's not the solar farm. We only had to wait on the solar farm. So there's been some friction on this deal. But we think we might have an agreement finally on a contract. So I'll just kind of run through the main points. Because most of the first page is just discussing understanding of where they're talking about, what roads they're using, and all that. So the parties hereby agree to the following terms. One, an 18-inch diameter, 36-foot long culvert shall be installed by Pleasant Township in the North Ditch on 140th Road and paid for BREC by July 15, 2018 at only the township's cost for fuel, labor, equipment, rate, and materials. Number two, current condition of 140th for 1 mile west of Butler Road shall be photographed and maintained by Pleasant Township with cost of road damage and additional materials needed to be billed to BREC at the township's cost for fuel, labor, equipment, rate, and materials. Is there something wrong with that?
Yep. There's something wrong with this contract. Do you know what they did?
They removed some stuff that we missed lately, like this morning.
They had to.
Well, I printed this off of our Monday one, and somehow we missed that.
They were supposed to make sure that they include. See, in this area of the county, really, a lot of their business, vast majority of it, is actually in Sedgwick County. There's no way they're going to exit every time out Butler Road. It's just not going to happen. So they're going to go west, which this doesn't include, and they're going to go north or south on County Line Road. And we put that in there.
Well, let's see. Let me check something real quick.
So we'll just find this
Pleasant
in here.
Pleasant Township is responsible for maintaining certain roads within its boundary. BREC is developing a new site on 20 acres on Southwest 140th, just west of Butler County. Butler Road in Butler County, starting with a solar farm. Pleasant Township is concerned about the future condition of 140th Street, currently a gravel road, during construction of this BREC solar project and potential subsequent BREC construction projects on that site. Pleasant Township will continue to maintain 140th west of Butler Road during and immediately after construction of the solar farm and will charge road damages and improvements done during this time to BREC, including the cost of a new driveway culvert large enough to withstand the traffic of future overall site development. Where is...
There's nothing on the other roads. On that County Line Road. There's nothing on that. I'm checking the one I got on my...
Well, let's add a number six at the bottom.
Yep. I was going to see if I could find the wording on here.
Why do we chip and seal Westar Road up there? Here. A year and a half, 2 years ago. And we missed a
Because they really do pay a lot of taxes.
They do pay. Okay.
said this solar farm?
The solar farm.
Solar farm.
That's just the least of it. I mean, this is all about their new Verosity, or their Velocity, or whatever that. New internet that they're going to replace Cox Cable with. It's not here.
Is that why they're putting all the cable out on the poles?
Yes, it is. Look here. It was on there.
Fiber optics.
This is the wrong one, Kate, because the one that I had actually says...
So...
County Line Road. Well, we'll go ahead and approve it. We'll get the right one the next 24 hours, and we'll get it done.
All right, so
how's that?
Let me...
With the verbiage, because it... Yeah, because it actually said in number 3, BREC shall contract with the construction company building the solar farm to enter and leave the site for Butler County Road at 140th, blah, blah, blah. And shall monitor such to make sure this actually happens.
Okay, well, and that's in number 3 on the one we're looking at.
And it, well, it says, and does not drive on 140th or north or south on county line entrance. See, that was changed too. It's the 140th was at least in this, but instead of them being liable, it's like they're going to monitor, make sure nobody goes out that site. To them, it's nitpicking, but if you were at the county commission meeting where we went to the zoning thing first, you would have heard them. All they could talk about was, this is just a solar farm. This is just a solar farm. This is just a solar farm. The whole meeting. This is not just a solar farm. This is a solar farm. Then there's two buildings going up, and then there's the giant tower that's going up right now. I mean, this is, and we don't care about any of it. We just want to make sure that Pleasant Township does not pay for the additional use wear and tear on those roads, including County Line Road, because that is one of the worst roads we've got.
Amen.
It's County Line Road.
There Rick doesn't agree,
people.
Apparently.
There are a few people. He thinks they're all equally bad. But, you know, that is a really bad road, and actually it was scheduled between, let's see, I think it was scheduled from 140 to 150 to actually be chip sealed at some point in the very near future.
Okay, so are we adding or changing anything to this one?
Yeah, we're going to have to add that.
Okay, so.
It says north and south, but what they did. Well, I guess if it occurs, we can bill them. So it does say that.
Okay.
It does say that. I think we could get away with leaving it.
So,
It does say that.
So number 2 then is going to be current condition of 140th for 1 mile west of Butler Road shall be photographed and maintained by Pleasant Township with cost of road damage and additional materials needed to be billed to BREC at the township's cost for fuel, labor, equipment, rate, and material. 3, BREC shall contract with construction company building the solar farm.
To actually enter and exit that site.
Hey guys. I'm going to interrupt my own talking for a minute because from what I've been told, I don't talk very loud to begin with. And if everybody's having conversations while I'm talking, then somebody might not be able to hear me because I've been told I talk kind of quiet. All right, so 3. BREC shall contract with construction company building the solar farm to enter and leave the site from Butler Road west on 140th Road to the construction site, and BREC shall monitor to make sure this actually takes place.
I think it'll be okay just because it does have a way that we can bill them if they cause damage, and excessive use is damage.
And that would be in number 4. Number 4 is BREC shall require contractor to avoid causing damage to 140th Road for the first mile west of Butler Road during construction to the newly installed BREC site culvert on 140th and to County Line Road, both north and south of 140th. If damage occurs, Pleasant Township shall repair the damage and provide a detailed invoice for damage and the additional maintenance necessary to BREC.
I think that's all right. I do think it'll be okay, Kate.
Okay.
So is this only for the construction?
Yes, because supposedly once the construction is done, then they aren't going to be in and out all the time.
And they're supposed to monitor that.
That was what they said.
Why don't you sign that one?
All right.
And I'll keep the...
Number 5, as the conditional use permit specifically states, any new or future building projects, such as an office building or a lay yard, will require a new road maintenance agreement with Pleasant Township.
So number five, the reason we're putting that in there is because supposedly the solar farm's just going to sit, basically. But if they start adding an office building or a lay-down yard or anything like that, that's when we foresee traffic increasing, and that's where we want to just make sure we're protected if that traffic does increase. All right. I guess we need to make a motion and approve this.
Okay, I'll motion to approve it as is.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? Passed.
And I'll sign it. I'll sign your copy.
Okay.
So you can take it.
Well.
Going to sign yours too. Okay. Can you, do you want me to email that, or do you want to scan and email it to Ray or deliver it, or are you going to take care of that?
Or do you want
me to, are you working all day
tomorrow? I've only got a half day tomorrow.
Okay. If you want to take care of it, then that's great.
Yeah, I've got to send out checks and everything tomorrow too.
Okay.
Sleep is overrated.
7:18, we're on roll. Okay, six.
So Rick's been complaining about not having help. Something about he doesn't think he can do it all himself.
That's what I told him. And he tried to tell me it's only a couple of days a week.
Apparently Steve isn't quite enough. He wants help the rest of the time. So we said, okay, fine. We'll look for a new operator. So we have found... Rance, what's his last name?
Williamson. I thought it was Williams. Look on that W-4 I just gave you.
Williamson.
I'll be darned.
Okay. So.
Son.
The motion is going to be to hire Rance Williamson for starting wages of $28,000 a year. He'll
and
be working
full time. Okay. So then we'll still have, we'll be less than we were before money wise, but we'll be better than we were before with experience with him and that guy.
Oh, and I'm going to add, and he will have 90 days to get his Class A CDL with tanker endorsement.
That
means
left out.
That
means
left out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say as young as he is, never been on a truck, 6 months, probably plenty of time.
Yep.
6 months. How about that?
The problem is I've got to get the trucks out of the shed.
Yeah, that is the problem, Katie. None of them can pass.
Okay, so we'll give him 6 months.
Is that enough?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so motion to hire Rance Williamson, $28,000 salary. He'll be full-time, and he will have 6 months to get his Class A CDL with tanker endorsement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None to oppose, so motion passed.
I should go out of town more often. We're going to be done in an hour. Okay, so the only thing I was going to think about is, do you know how long it takes those blades? Because what I don't want is for you to find out it takes 6 weeks to get them in. That's all I'm saying. And you really want them, and you're about to wear out what wins we got, and you got to wait another month and then start the process. So
they're local.
Huh?
They're local. We can get them in a couple days.
Okay. 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 Oh, yeah, we have to let somebody talk.
I'm writing. Sorry.
Other forms of business.
Sorry, I'm just writing. All right. Does anyone have any questions, comments? Just all that we ask, keep it civil, keep it to the point. LaDonna?
Hi, Katie. Can you both tell me where we're at with the 2013 audit? What's the current status?
done. We tried to get the auditor here tonight, but he had prior commitments, so was unable to make it. We're hoping to get him to next month's meeting.
Okay, so it is completed?
In its form.
Yeah.
So can we get a copy of that? Is that, can we?
Yeah, but it's not like the other one, LaDonna, at all.
We don't even have the final copy of it yet,
to
give out.
It's not even close to the same. There's too many records missing. So they have to, when you do a proposal or any answer or response like that, legally you have to list the qualifications and the assumptions that you have to make as the professional as to how you ended up with this particular level of audit. And so he'll be sending that as of the next meeting, and he'll be coming here and saying things like, well, due to the fact that this occurred, and due to the fact that I don't have this, and blah, blah.
So my question to both of you, and maybe you don't know this at this point, but due to the fact of the situation that you're discussing here, will we be able to have a dollar amount on that audit that we cannot account for? Can we not account for X amount of dollars? Are we going to?
Well, I can't say without seeing his final.
Yeah, and I think he.
You guys don't know.
Well, I think he has to prepare. Doesn't he have to prepare that? A basic, either solidify your numbers that you submitted when you redid 2013. He has to verify those.
Well, and I gave him Sharon's.
Right.
And said, this is the actual one. Mine was just a recreation.
So he may say things like, this result, you know, as a result of one or the other, then I may, you know, Katie may have to redo the county report or whatever, because it's going to be really different.
Yeah.
What those they submitted to the county and what we, using different records, will be submitting.
Basically, we're still in the dark as to what it looks
like. Yeah.
We'll find out probably about the time he shows up.
Maybe 3 days before, I think it was last time.
If we're lucky, yeah.
3 days prior, he sends the management letter out, and he comes.
And then he shows up. And
the night of. And
so you're anticipating next month he'll be here? And
That's what we're hoping for.
We did talk about the, you know, the agenda meetings, we don't make any decisions at all. But we did talk about the fact that there were some letters and requests that the auditor sent out for 2013 already. And to my knowledge, there was no responses. So that means...
I'm sorry, Julie, I didn't hear that.
Well, okay, when an auditor sits down and get ready to audit, you know, they want to talk, they want to send a letter to Katie, the previous trustee, the previous treasurer, the previous clerk, whatever, and anybody that worked for the township, and they want to say, okay, here's some questions. And they might be, what day of the weeks did you work, and what was your annual salary? And what they do is they take that information, they match it with what the township turned in. So they send out these responses, and they haven't gotten any back.
So like in for the 2016 audit, they had me sign like 20 or more forms
letters
to send out to get responses back.
Like vendors and previous employees and just to verify that what our numbers say
so
are the same.
They didn't send out to everyone, but I guess what they did send out wasn't coming back good. So
I don't
think
any of
that. I assume in the report.
They'll tell us.
Yeah.
They
should.
We sent out this, we sent this back, we can't account for this.
Yep. They may not name names, but they might say we sent it out to 6 vendors, 3 employees, whatever, and then they'll tell you the responses. But
These audits aren't complete without the vendors responding, is that correct?
Without the vendor responding, without the previous board and the previous employees responding.
And a lot of the records missing.
It will be as complete as possible.
The township continues to do business with these vendors that aren't responding?
Yeah, it's probably not the vendors that aren't responding, because the vendors are always really good. It's probably employees, but I didn't commit to Chad. I mean, I didn't press him for how many vendors and how many employees, but, you know, most of the time a vendor will respond very quickly because they get audited too. So they know what it's like. They don't just blow those away. But a lot of times when you have, you know, board changes or people are out of the country or out of the state or whatever, you
if
know.
They move, it's a totally different address.
Or
they
retire, they don't think that they're part of the world anymore, so they don't have to answer your silly little inquiry. I mean, there's lots of reasons people don't.
But that's a very good point, Dan, that if a vendor who we still do business
with. Right. We wouldn't want that.
I would assume that we would do something about that prior to finalizing this report.
Well, the report.
We have control over that.
The report's going to be finalized.
That's a great point, Dan.
Chad's in charge of finalizing that. So the report he brings is going to be finalized. What we do with the report, we're just going to have to wait and see what the report says and what information he gives us before we can move forward with anything.
You know, he just might say, he might say what that other audit firm said. We can't get
tickets. Are we banned for this audit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we banned for a bogus audit?
Because he has to define any of the legalities that we have to fix of those years.
But I mean, if the audit's bogus, what's the purpose of it?
Well, it's not bogus.
We have to legally have an audit done.
Yeah.
How much information we can get in it, it's just kind of one of those things. If we wanted to try harder to press, it would have cost us an extra few thousand dollars. And from what we understood, it wasn't going to get us in any better situation than where we are right now.
So I think, we opted not to clarify what Dan's saying, this is not going to be a bogus audit. It's going to hopefully tell us how much money we could not account for.
Yeah, like he probably...
That's what he's going to tell us.
He'll probably say that the recreated
we
records...
We know where this amount of money went, but we don't know where this amount went.
Well, and I think we could speculate on this all day long, but let's wait until the auditor shows up, and then we'll... Just ask him all the questions, because he knows the answers.
He's
going to know all the answers.
So be here next Thursday at 6:30.
Seems like a pretty simple deal to get. Y'all have the books, or you sell it to me.
Well, again, we have to be in compliance. So I think what Katie's really saying is she recreated 2013. It doesn't match what 2013 looked like.
What happened whenever I got the records... was there were three sets of record keeping being done. Not all of it necessarily matched. What I did was I recreated 2013 records as best as I could with missing invoices, payroll information, stuff like that. I recreated it to the best of my ability using basically just bank records.
Yeah, because at that point, that's all you have.
Yeah.
It's whatever was in the bank statement.
So I can't even say that what I recreated is accurate. I just did the best
I could. But the auditor can. Auditor can say, I looked at the statements, the recreated records are correct. These are the books that will be the official township.
Or maybe
books.
He found some more information that I didn't have and be able to correct some stuff. I had virtually nothing to work off of on my recreation. So we'll see. Hopefully next month. That's our goal.
Miss Katie. Do you know who the solar farm contractor is?
No.
Yeah.
All I've heard is them being called contractor.
When they say they're going to monitor it, there are damages done to the road. That contractor person will go out there and try to fix it, and he may make it a lot worse.
Well, we're going to be fixing the road.
Yes.
Is there already damage to the road from what they've been doing?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But from contractors, they try to fix their own things without having to pay townships.
Oh, we know that. We got that in the last contract.
So, one of the prior contracts was the contractor was going to repair the roads. We decided that we would rather the township be in control of the road repairs. So in the contract, we're going to take care of any damages. So, we will handle that. Anyone else? Yes?
Can I speak on a subject on my road?
Okay. What is your road?
Meadow Lark.
Meadow?
It goes from 150th down to 160th. That is a cemetery road. It used to be maintained to a proper, respectful road, and that's a very profitable cemetery that is used continuously. The ditch needs to be cleaned out because the water comes across the road now onto my property and keeps washing stuff up on my property. Plus, here you're fixing all these other roads, like down to the trash thing with this blacktop stuff or something. My road is nothing but dirt and dust. They used to come in when we had a funeral and grade the thing, but it's so rough that you can't hardly set your vehicle going down the road.
You driven down there lately?
Yeah. There's much worse roads in the township.
Really?
Yeah, much.
What's your name, sir?
Leonard Kaiser.
Leonard Kaiser.
And also, whenever you guys get time with these new hands, go down Mulberry.
Which one? Right. North or south?
Your old road.
Yeah. That's the only one that's bad.
Yes, I mean, now that you've moved away, it might probably get a lot better.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Well, we got a new overseer. That helped a lot.
But
it just got graded.
Yes, really? I did like that. But the rest past the grading where it didn't, or where they didn't put rock down, it just, after the last rain, turned into washboards.
There's 70 miles of that.
That's that.
I assume so, and I figured you guys could get it done.
That's the road.
Because I got to crack in my
the drainage issue. The trees are what I'm worried about.
Mr. Kaiser, which house is yours? What's the address?
139-557-150. I sat right on the corner of Metal Arc and 150.
Okay.
I've been there almost 60 years.
Well, because you said your property was getting flooded when it rained. That's why I wanted to make sure we knew which place.
Yeah, I got something going on that. I forgot to include in my report.
I collect 1.5 miles of water coming down my ditch into my waterway. It is.
Hang on just a second. I'll try to address that.
It's washing my waterway full.
Okay.
They have cleaned it out before, and I would request that they help me get it cleaned out again.
It's on the corner.
Plus the ditch on the west side of the ditch need to be cleaned out because it is so full that the water comes across the road through my ditch and all over on my property.
Okay.
You getting all this down?
There's 70 miles of that. There's been a lack of dirt work going on, and it's going to start again.
Well, it used to be maintained real proper, and here lately it is not.
How long ago?
How long ago what?
Was it maintained properly?
When Jack was doing it, it was maintained real well then. We didn't have the dust and we didn't have the...
Is that the road Jack did, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same one, but I wasn't going to say anything.
What did you ask, sir? I didn't hear that.
I was just asking if that was the road Jack lived on.
Jack lives down on the very far end of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about when you get off of 150th down to the cemetery, and I think that's what's the problem. Everybody wants to blame Jack for things, and they're not going to fix that road proper. And I think it needs to be fixed because we have a very nice cemetery, and they take care of it, and it's a blessing to have a nice road to go down to it.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. And I think it needs to be done and the ditch cleaned out, so...
There's 5,500 people in this township that all deserve my attention, and I'm doing the very best I can. First off, the road's come number one. Then I'm going to take care of the ditches. That's going to start happening. But there's 70 miles of them in this township.
I understand that. But there should be some type of priorities.
We do have a website that Jeff... originally, when we discussed the website, we discussed a plan, and the plan was supposed to be posted. And the plan outlined what roads had priority, what roads were snow routes, what roads were in need of repair, and when we were going to do them. But that hasn't yet happened yet.
Did you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to let Mr. Kaiser know that 160th, where it's paved, was done by the county and the city of Rose Hill, not by the township.
160th, the first mile from Butler County Road.
Right.
Yes.
However, I do know that the county has been maintaining it, and I think Philip did a little maintaining it, and the city has done no maintaining that I'm aware of. And right now, I think what they're trying to do is figure out how we can all come together and maintain that road.
No one can seem to agree on
who's responsible,
how it's supposed to actually be maintained, yeah, and who's paying for it and
see
stuff.
The road was chip sealed, still different than what we do, because we did two coats,
yeah,
and that chip seal was only one, so it broke apart really quick.
Well, they've been patching it a lot.
But
it needs to have some, it needs some work. I'll just say it needs work.
It needs to be, it needs to have that next layer on it. Should have had that to start with. That's
it might need work before they can even put another layer on it. Just saying.
Well, we did get a call from Jeannie Rape.
So we're going to have to.
160 is better than 158.
All right. Any other questions?
That's my new
yes, sir.
I had a question on just what materials being used on the road. You know, we had on Blazing Meadows there were some gravel put down, but then quite a bit of road sand, and it's the road sand that is, you know, it's round. It will not pack. You know, it just slides around and. I don't care about that on the road, but I don't know what options are.
Is the dust better? Because
bit,
I'll be honest with you,
a little bit.
We have some people down there that have really, really talked about the dust in that on that street.
Yeah.
That it was so bad because I think they're close enough to the road where they get the brunt of the dust. So is that why you put the sand down there?
So the sand is just trying to settle the dust a little bit, and then, I mean, is there plans for gravel later, or enough gravel that it can pack, or, I mean...
It's plenty packed. You got plenty of base. You need some road gravel to seal it off.
Yeah.
We need rain. Pray for lots of rain.
I got stuff to do outside.
So do I. But we need rain.
If you want tomatoes, you better pray for rain.
I see that sprinkler out there.
How is it determined how much? I mean, there's not near enough gravel to close.
What's the next step, Rick?
Close what off?
Well, I mean, it's a large layer of dust with a little tiny bit of gravel on top and a little bit of road sand. So, you know, it'll never pack. The gravel just slides around until it grinds up. If you put the gravel thick enough, it can compact in there. You know, it's like I do roads, I mean, just drives, and my drive's like 1,000 foot long, and use the KG&E mix, and it does just a fantastic job of packing. But it has to be thick enough to do it. If it's thin, it can't.
If you'd like any time, I can get to the shop about 6:30, we can discuss.
Okay. Might have to come visit.
You're warm weather.
I don't have to do it, take up everybody's time. I'm just trying to learn a little more of what to expect or what's coming.
Please do. Please do.
Don't expect miracles. But go ahead and pray for them. We could use them. All right.
Is the roller operable?
It should be. Roller's good. I didn't get an updated copy of the report.
They can come out to the shop and talk to me about it.
Well, he was asking if the roller operable.
We're needing to talk to him.
As long as you don't bring your coffee and your lunch and plan to stay all day at the shop.
One comment. I think Mr. Brown can put some sand on 140th. You'd ought to drive down it and see how much dust that he's eliminated. I hope he finished the rest of the mile because it's helped a bunch.
Wait a minute. Is this Marion happy?
I'm happy because he stopped and asked me about it, and I said, them people need to take him care of, and he started on it.
I'm glad. You do have a dust problem over there. I agree.
The sand will help cut.
Yep.
Yeah.
What you got more than anything, though, is those high-speed travelers coming down that.
I realize
140th
that.
Is like a speedway.
Everywhere is a speedway. Yeah. Nobody likes to slow down.
I think Mr. Brown has done an excellent job.
Me too. Yeah. Thank you. For
yeah, stand up, take a bow. Come on.
Paul's Valley.
Just don't quit.
And all by himself.
My road isn't chip sealed, so I'm still happy.
Let him in here.
Get in line.
All right. Any other questions?
All right. I'd like to make one quick statement.
Yes.
To make everybody here aware, I was just robbed last Friday, and there's been a
your house?
Yeah. A lot of thefts, broken. I came home, and my TV was in my front yard. So whether it was interrupted or spooked. I was robbed Friday. There's another house robbed. I live on Indianola and 130th. And so this is Pleasant Township. I thought I'd announce it. Same day, last Friday, a house on 130th, about a mile from my house, was also robbed, a trailer. $2,000 worth of checks, a shotgun. The door was busted in. The sheriff called me the other day, and my one neighbor told me that there have been six robberies around Tewakene and Harry in that region. One of the surveillance cameras caught a light blue Mercedes-Benz 1980s era, and a 60s approximately gentleman, man, white. So if you guys, if anybody sees a light blue Mercedes 1980s era, please call the police as soon as possible. And I just wanted to share that to neighborhood watch, look out for one another. And
That's bad. I'm sorry, yeah. Sandra.
That's okay.
I am so sorry.
Thank you for sharing that, Sandra.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
It feels terrible, though, when you get robbed. I know. I've been robbed.
It's a tornado. I'm good.
We got a phone call this morning from the sheriff telling us about that. They gave us the same description. I'm across the road from Flint Hills.
Okay. West. All right.
And, I posted it on the Rose Hill Community Watch site.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, my neighbor, he's a county mountie, and he told me what this guy's been doing. So it's a mid-60s-year-old guy driving that blue Mercedes. He's got a full beard, kind of like a Santa Claus-type beard. And what he does is he'll go up to a house, knock on the door, see if anybody's home. If you answer the door, he asks for directions, how to get somewhere. If you don't answer the door, then he
kicks
the door in and helps himself.
And it's during the day.
Yeah. It's all during the day.
Sandra, I hate to tell you this, but I think I saw that guy driving down my road.
Are you serious?
Yes, because that's description. I saw a vehicle that caught my attention.
Yeah.
And I noticed the description like what he just gave.
About what time? Because this happened between 12:20 in the afternoon and 6.
It's been a week or two. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, really? So this
the vehicle caught my eye. So he's apparently in the area.
Okay. One thing you might do, you know, Grant, I realize it's kind of weird. You go to work or something, leave your TV on. Leave your radio running.
Or something.
He goes up, knocks on your door. Your radio's inside there going, or your TV. He can't really tell whether that's the TV or whether it's the radio.
And there are some fantastic, really fantastic cellular cameras these days that you can pick up from. I had a really pretty good security system where I was, and I still have that. But in the meantime, I've been using a couple of cellular cameras, and I love them. Anybody comes on my place, snap, sends it right to my phone, just like that. And you can buy them. I think Bushnell is a brand that I have, and I think it was like $289 plus $15 a month at Cabela's. I think about $300 for the camera, each camera, and then it's $15 a month each camera with
to get the service to connect to the phone.
Yeah, because right now, without my other system being installed, I really need those two cameras.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. It goes right to my phone.
Yeah, I don't have to have that fancy. I'll just get a
surveillance
and start
hiring. Well, and that's good too. Just hide your spy point. That's the cellular service.
Okay. I like it. Yes.
You tried to bust the door in.
Is the meeting over?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anything else? Nothing, nothing. All right. Meeting adjourned.
7:46. Tell Jeff to stay out of town. We're off.
And mowing. I started my own lawn landscape business.
Oh.
So yeah, I've been working.
Hey, I'm sorry to get up there.
That's okay. Pardon me. I was hoping for like an hour. It was a rough day.
I feel bad for him. she just didn't tell you that. Or she doesn't know.
So I used to not put that information in, but I had both Jeff and Julie tell me that I need to have that information. So
this is
was kind of my personal opinion.
Well, this is just like a school about a kid.
So that was my opinion, but I was told to put the information in, and I and 2-1 vote. That means they win.
You can share it with them.
Yes, cheers.
Yeah, sometimes I do things not because I think we should, but you get out
them again.
Do you want any of these?
Some of that needs stuff. Sorry. All right, we need to sign this stuff. All right. And since everything needs dual signature, I don't see how we can not. I'll let you sign either on the line or underneath. I don't care.
Well, I just don't. I think there's supposed to be one for each of us.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking.
I made several copies of it. I made like 3 copies of each one. For some reason, I got an extra copy of that one.